Where do babies come from?
Where do you think they come from?
Well, I think a stork, he drops it down, and then a hole goes in your body, and there's blood everywhere coming out of your head, and then you push your belly button, and then your butt falls off, and then you hold your butt, and you have to dig, and you find a little baby.
That's exactly right.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. This is the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 26.
Woo!
In what is now officially a long and drawn out series. Oh my, oh my. This is the podcast where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. And we've got a great show planned for you today. We have a very special announcement that we're going to bring your way in the second segment of the show. Also, we're going to be talking with Air Raid favorite band,
Hail to the King, baby.
Cannon Canyon, who are here making sexy faces,
yeah!
and farty times.
Oh yeah, I like this idea.
Over at the other end of the table here, and drinking all my whiskey, which is fine with me because that's what I bought it for, right? But we also have a news story to talk with you about how Barbie dolls are now helping out the pedophile community and a bunch of other things to get to. So, but first I would like to talk just a little bit about what my wife Mairead and I did this weekend. We went on the snow train to Leavenworth, Washington, which is east of the mountains across Stevens Pass. And let me tell you, that was a huge waste of $300,
no!
My friends.
Kelly Clarkson!
Huge waste. So we get on this train. Well, first of all, okay, we buy these tickets. We think that it's going to be just a great time. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to get drunk. That's what I'm banking on. And we're taking this train with my brother and his fiance over to Leavenworth. And we're going to see the tree lighting festival or the town lighting, whatever it is. And then a couple days later, after we already bought the tickets, spent $300 on two tickets, we catch this Evening Magazine report of the snow train, and it seriously looks like it's only for 6-year-old women who are really into knitting. That's what it turned out to be like, actually. And it was basically, and this is what I put down on my Facebook page too, is that if you want to get the whole experience of the snow train, what you have to do is put on your least favorite Eagles record, okay? And I'm a huge, huge fan of not liking the Eagles. And so you pick out your least favorite Eagles record, you throw $300 into the toilet, flush it, all while eating a week-old sandwich that your crazy aunt made for you.
I'm a joke maker.
That's the snow train experience. So let's bring on our guests here. Mike Cooper, Kellen Anderson,
yo.
And TKO?
Yeah. TKO, that's all it is.
Well, welcome, guys. And we're still waiting for the arrival of your drummer, Jim, who's going to be coming.
Jim Dog.
In a little bit. But thank you guys so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thanks for the beer.
Of course.
And liquor.
And the whiskey, right? Mike, get a little bit closer into that microphone. If you're gonna speak, you need to be closer into the microphone.
Podcast 101, buddy.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
Well, you and Kellen came on the show. I think it was episode 3 or 2 or something like that.
It was
you guys
episode
have
2.
Been with us since the beginning here.
Yep. I think it was the first good one.
Yeah.
It was the first good one.
Well, I will say that episode 1 was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. So,
I download, but I don't listen.
Thanks. Yeah. At least you're getting our numbers up.
Which episode are we on now?
This is 26, my friend. 26.
Damn.
Things have been going well. We got a lot of great feedback from our last episode 25, with Phoenix Jones, the Guardian of Seattle, and had a lot of fun recording that episode, that was a trip. That was a total trip. I mean, this guy showed up, you know, in his full, like, superhero suit and everything.
Does he have a bulletproof vest?
He's got... You didn't listen to the episode, apparently.
No, it's on my list. Stab-proof, man.
It's on your to-do list?
It's on my list.
It's stab-proof. He's got little plates that fit in underneath, like, the rubber suit that, you know, are all bulletproof and stuff. Crazy stuff.
How does he get around?
I knew you were going to ask that. Apparently, his girlfriend, who is now getting a suit made for her, drives him around.
So she's the poor man's version of Batgirl.
Maybe. Or Alfred.
Super driver.
Yeah, one of the two. But super cool guy. You guys should take a listen to that episode if you get a chance.
Is he crazy?
Well, I thought he might be, but he seemed pretty lucid, I guess you could say, during the interview. But super cool guy. What's to say? I mean, this guy goes around. He's a superhero. Whatever. It's crazy. It's crazy. But
can he fly?
Way cool at the same time.
Does he fly or does he just get really high?
I like the idea that somebody is out there actually fighting crime and not just sitting on one of the sides of 520 waiting to give me a ticket.
Right. Yeah. He is not a police officer. That's for sure. Well, thanks for coming back on the show, you guys. It's a pleasure to have you back. Now, you guys have got kind of a new lineup now since the last time we saw you in episode 2.
Yes, sir.
TK, you're kind of new to the band here. What do you play? You play bass?
Yeah, I've been trying to play bass for him.
Trying?
No, he's doing a fantastic job. He doesn't know he's going to sing yet, but he will.
You're going to have to do some vocal harmonies sometime in the near future.
Yeah, it's
I hope you're ready.
Effort into this a little bit more, I suppose. Start helping out a little bit, pull the weight.
Right.
But yes.
So you and Coop here, you guys used to live together. Is that how you guys met?
Yeah, for like 2.5 years.
Right, yeah, right.
Longest relationship I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
This man.
Yeah, pretty solid.
That's awesome.
The longest and sweatiest.
And sweatiest, right.
We've had our ups and downs. We got through it.
Mm-hmm. Stronger than ever now.
So Kellen was telling me this kind of this funny story about when you guys were living together.
Kellen's a liar, first of all.
Involves a bathtub. TK, do you want to divulge the?
Well, let me think about which bathtub story this could be. 'Cause there's a couple, you know.
Really?
You start to run out of toilet paper, then shower turns into butt cleaning station.
Oh yeah, no, that's completely normal.
A bidet.
Your bathtub turns into a gigantic.
A poor man's bidet when you have no toilet paper. You just...
Or a rich man's bidet because it's gigantic.
Oh yeah, think about it.
Yeah, you got to put a positive spin onto this stuff sometimes.
Come
you know,
on, guys, silver lining.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the butt was clean, but sometimes the bathtub was not.
Right.
Residue on the bottom of the drain.
So what's the other bathtub story?
The one Kellen's talking about is Mike left some change in the bathtub after being asleep for 2 days or something.
Right.
I go in there to take a shower after him, and there's, I don't know, 37 cents or so change on the bathtub. And just asking Mike what that was about, and just fell asleep and change stuck to his back.
Didn't bother to pick
wash
it up.
No.
That's the best part.
Left it there.
He noticed it was there. He saw it was there.
I was saving it.
Yeah.
Now I know where a quarter is.
Right.
A dime.
Okay.
Right.
2 pennies.
For keeping my money, man.
Was it enough to take the bus?
No.
Did you have enough change left over to take the bus?
No, I couldn't buy anything with that. Not even toilet
paper. That's
why
I left it there. I was like, fuck it. This.
You have a joke.
It's only a couple pennies.
Someday I'm going to need this 37 cents, and I know where it is.
My
big piggy bank.
Or you could also put positive spin onto that again, Coop, and just say, you know, I'm doing so well. The change that...
That's right.
You know, it gets washed off my back.
I don't even need it.
Well, I don't even need it. I just leave it in the tub.
Change is only one of the items you'd find on his bed, I think.
Girlfriend
yelled at him for leaving food crumbs all over the sheets.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's why
like,
we broke up.
The change.
She didn't like sandwiches and sex. Like George Costanzo. And, you know, he wants to bring
right,
a sandwich
right.
into the bedroom. And,
the
yeah,
change
but he pulled it off.
Makes him look rich.
Right.
But
right.
It's the, like, melted chocolate and spent condoms that... Make him look nuts.
So they basically kind of cancel each other out then, right?
His back you is look, a wonderland.
Yeah, you look rich with all this change stuck to your skin.
Well, I made sure
skin.
I took the pennies out of the bathtub, because pennies, you don't want that mixed in with silver. So
right, right.
Silver coins make you look rich.
Get off your high horse.
Okay.
The best part about the whole thing is the imprints were still on his back. You can see which chain.
You can
there.
See what year of the quarter.
I'm thinking TK comes out of the bathroom and says, "Hey, Mike, what's with all the change?" Mike's like, "Shit, man, I don't know." He turns around, heads back in his bathroom, and you can see the imprint of all of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I get it. Bummer.
So let's get back to band talk a little bit here, you guys. So with the new changeup, you got this this guy Jimmy who's coming here in a couple minutes.
Jimmy,
that's playing drums with you guys. You got that's TKO right. On the bass, the bass strings, slapping the bass.
Slapping yeah, the bass,
and then and he Kellen on guitar, you on guitar, and you're all kind of singing a little bit.
They don't know that yet.
Okay.
Everybody's singing.
Right, right.
I've kind of caved in.
Kellen has actually a great voice. He's
I understand
little,
that
little angel.
Mike's not going to leave me alone until
no.
I sing.
No. It's a group effort now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had the pleasure. I ran into you, to Kellen, at your practice space a couple weeks ago.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys invited me up to hear some of the new songs. Mm-hmm. And everything sounded really good. I'm super Aww. Excited to hear some of this new stuff.
Thanks.
With the full band and lyrics and everything. So you guys are working on a new album right now? Or
yep.
What's
yep.
going on?
We're going to record in the end of March.
And you're doing that at the Red Room with Bayless, right?
Yep. And we're just trying to get everything figured out.
Excellent. You got lyrics written for those songs that you showed
me? They're coming.
Are they?
Coming. They're
okay.
on their way.
You working on that?
I'm working on it, yeah.
Okay.
It's tough.
We had a...
I see a couple imprints of pennies on your arm, so...
Working hard, man. We actually, after a practice last week, Mike says, like, "Hey, Kel, you want to come down? We'll work on vocal melody and see if we can figure out how to write some lyrics to this stuff." And Mike, you... Last I heard, you quit this job, but I guess Mike was working... I could let you tell the story, but he's working a graveyard shift doing some silly bullshit, and...
It was meaningful. People need their in-flight entertainment systems to be updated with the latest media.
Right.
Understandable. My bad.
Jesus.
So he's like, "Yeah, you know, I'm going to be working late, so I'm going to be sleeping in. Why don't you come down and just wake me up and we'll get to work?" So I go down there, knock on his door. He crawls out of bed in his boxers, lets me in. And says, "Yeah, I'm gonna sleep for a little bit longer. Make yourself at home." I'm like, "Okay." I'm there for maybe 2 minutes before he kind of leans up out of bed and says, "Hey, maybe you should make a fire." Immediately, I'm thinking, I didn't sign up for this. I thought we were gonna, all right, whatever. Whatever, he's helped me out before. I'll build the man a fire. So
yeah, he did a great job.
Go outside, chop wood. Build a good fire, come back inside. I start watching shit on his computer, which is by his bed, and like
it's gets, not.
So wait, now are you sitting? Are you sitting next to him while he's still sleeping? Then?
Well, I
didn't want to go.
What's going on? What's going on here?
My roommate had moved out of my house, and it's cold, so I have a nice little wood stove, and I figured I put my bed next to the stove, and so I now have a studio apartment. You know, like, why not?
With two bedrooms.
With two bedrooms.
So technically, I'm sitting in the living room trying to watch...
It's my bedroom.
...stuff. His bed happens to be there, too. So he leans over and says, "Hey, could you turn it down?" And this is after, like...
Oh, what time in the afternoon is this? How are we
like
talking about?
1 o'clock.
Oh, bullshit.
Maybe
it was like
2:30.
And so I'm sitting in his dark house.
I got
in
home
the
at 9 a.m. that morning.
Trying to keep
that was
the
like
fire 4 going.
In the morning.
I will tell you this, Mike. Don't feel bad about this, because if I wasn't married,
I don't feel
bad. I would still be asleep right now.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only...
It's sad.
It's 6:48. Oh, Jim Dog's here. I'm here, dog.
All right.
I'm here, dog.
Well, let's go to our first musical break then.
Let
Jim in. Let him in on all the inside jokes. And then we'll come back. So what are we going to hear first?
Oh, we're hearing something from that?
Yeah, from Cannon Canyon. This is from Sit Down and Listen. What do you guys want to play here?
Let's play...
Get Nervous.
Let's play Get Nervous.
Because you guys are a little bit nervous. That's perfect.
Freaking out right now.
All right, this is Get Nervous by Cannon Canyon. And off of their...
I guess it's an EP.
Is that an EP?
I guess.
No, that's an LP. Well, it's got enough songs on it for it,
I was talking to my buddy,
right?
About it, and it has to be over 38 minutes to be an LP. Or some shit like that.
So. Oh, okay. So well, I guess it's off the LP that you guys can get.
EP, extended play.
EP.
Extended.
Yeah, sit down and listen. This is Get Nervous. Cannon Canyon, we'll be right back. That's right, number one in our book, sir. Yeah. Number one in our book.
We've made it. You guys made it.
I hope you enjoyed that song. can we get your record anywhere?
Sure.
Can the people, good people listening to...
You can call me at 253-576-5937. That's my real number. Ask for Jenny.
Do you want me to, like, to bleep that out?
No, hopefully somebody will call me. I'm so lonely.
Yeah, they heard that quarter story of the change. I gotta call this guy.
He
sweats.
Hey, Mike, did we ever get the record on iTunes?
Hey, Kellen, yes. The record is available on iTunes. Just type in Cannon Canyon. Bam.
Excellent.
I don't know where the money goes because I haven't got a check, but I guess no one bought it.
Well, that sucks. Man, what a downer to come back to the show on. Jesus Christ. Well, I did say that we had a big announcement, a big air raid announcement to tell everybody out there.
Here it comes.
In podcast land. So let's get this drum roll.
Drum roll.
Well, there is going to be a new addition to the Roden household.
Yeah.
Aaron's going to be a baby daddy. Aaron's going to be a baby daddy. Mairead's going to be a baby mama.
Well done, you guys.
Well, thank you very much. My bits work.
Way to do it.
Yeah. And so, Jim, you just got here, and I wanted to talk with you a little bit about this because you are going to be a baby daddy yourself. And we're pretty much on the same line here. How many weeks are you? How many weeks are you, is your wife?
15 weeks.
We were just entering our 15th week as well. So I'm nervous. I'm starting to get, like, the nerves are starting to go wild in my brain. And I'm getting real nervous about being a dad. How do you feel? What's going on in your head here, bud? Get in close to that microphone.
Yeah, pretty big question. Well, to be honest, it was pretty scary in the beginning, just finding out. It took a lot of thought about how things are going to work out, you know, having a kid and stuff and playing music and having a hobby that consumes a lot of my time. But
right.
Overall, it's turning into something that's really exciting and definitely scary, but exciting at the same time, but more exciting than scary.
That was really interesting. Well put. Yeah. No, what I'm most fearful about myself is that we're going to have to pay for some sort of child care. And
we looked into that, but I think we're going to have the wifey stay at home, so she's going to probably just leave her job after she has the baby.
Wow. Wow. That's intense.
So that's another scary part.
Mairead looks really stoked right now.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to work. I want to take care of Aaron Jr. or Mairead Jr.
It should be noted that Jimmy pulls down six figures.
I heard it was seven. I think you're lying.
Yeah, websites. I think it's more like eight or nine figures.
Damn.
Yeah, right?
Minimum wage.
Get in close there, buddy. Get in close.
$8.50 an hour?
That's $850 an hour.
Damn.
For all you listening out there. Jesus Christ. Well, congratulations to you too, Jim. But man, it's gonna be big change in both of our lives here coming up soon. When's your baby due?
They're saying April, around April 1st.
Around April?
April Fools.
Or the beginning of May.
Too soon.
Beginning of May, early April. Beginning of May, early April.
There you go.
Beginning of May, early April. I like dogs.
May. we're expecting ours, I think, what, mid-June? Early June. June 4th. Okay.
Are you guys nervous about how the cats are going to respond?
I want to kill the cats. So I think that...
All right, not fair. Touchy subject.
I'm tired of having hair everywhere, and now I'm trying to get like Mairead really nervous about the cats being around. I'm like, you know, so every chance I get, I'm like, Mairead, what's going to happen? They're going to smother the child. They're going to smother
of
the kid.
They will.
The cats are going to sneak in and smother.
Yeah. We've got a 16-pound cat, man.
Sit on his head.
Yeah, it's going to sit on its head. It's going to crush its skull.
A little paw over his mouth.
Yeah, they would do that, man. Cats are. Very jealous creatures.
Really?
Yes.
Sneaky little pussies.
You second that?
Yeah, I got a little baby at home myself. His name's Timmy. He's elderly, probably like maybe eight.
You can turn the mic. Turn the mic towards you there.
I'm telling a story here for the listeners.
Jim and Kellen are sharing a microphone, and Kellen's getting real, real close to Jim.
Me off. I'm trying to
Jim's
tell everybody
bubble.
About my cat. So you're cutting into my mic time, buddy. Forget it.
Tell me about Timmy.
He's my little boy.
So what do you want most? Do you want a boy or a girl?
I want a boy, but don't tell my wife that.
It's too late. Now she knows.
Well, you know, honestly, I'd be happy with a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
I just think if I, down the road when I'm a little older and, you know, if it's a girl and I'd have to fend off dudes, like hide in bushes.
You'd have to fend off Coop.
Exactly.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Like, Coop has a...
Coop's going to be 60 years old. Jeez.
If you look on Cooper's Facebook page, he's got a like countdown until it turns 18. Male or female. And the countdown timer is free if you just search on Google Jimmy's baby countdown. Never mind.
Oh my God. Totally inappropriate. Totally inappropriate. So, 18
years.
That's...
Then you guys better watch out, both of you. I'm sorry.
Right. So when we were planning this show, the original plan was to have Roy on because Roy is doing a reunion show. Would you call it a reunion show, Coop?
No.
No?
No.
Not a reunion show?
It's just a show.
Just a show? Okay.
It's funny. I've been a fan of that band for a while.
Me too.
And I'm starting to learn, like, having known Mike, you learn the intricacies of it, and... It's funny because they don't practice. Everybody's really nervous about it, but they
right,
don't.
Right.
No, we're all just completely solid and comfortable.
Turns out I was wrong.
You know, that's not what Mr. Ben Varelin said when he was on the show a couple episodes ago.
Just
and,
last night saw the man and he said the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
still haven't practiced, still very nervous. And but you guys got a show coming up on December 11th,
that's
which
right.
is next weekend, next Saturday
yep.
at Hell's Kitchen.
The good old Kitch.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if you remember this, Coop, but Mairead and I had our very first date at a Roy show.
I'm sorry.
Oh, pressure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better live up to that night.
I remember. I'm glad. Because
I
want to
get laid.
Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, she starts having contractions in the middle of your...
That's horrible. Why would you say those?
Yeah, that would be actually very horrible, because we're only 15 weeks in. So if she started having contractions, there would be something very, very wrong.
I'm not entirely
very
sure how the birthing process works.
you didn't get the memo.
It takes nine months.
It's in a new location, and I've heard it's very sterile, so I wouldn't worry
about
it.
Wait, Hell's Kitchen isn't in...
It is.
New locale?
It's downtown on Pacific.
Oh, really?
It's very wide. There's a lot of girth to the venue.
Awesome. So you can all fit in at once.
Yeah.
Great, great.
We're all 15 years old.
Girth. Oh, my God. What have I gotten myself into? This is terrible. But so... You guys still haven't practiced?
No, we had one practice.
One practice. How did it go?
It went really well.
Did it?
We remembered all the songs. Well, 97% of the songs.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a good time.
As long as we don't get too drunk. I mean, well, that's a Roy show. We get drunk and sloppy and party and, you know,
right,
play our
right.
little songs and that's it. So
yeah, yeah. Well, December 11th at Hell's Kitchen. Do you know the new location?
It's on Pacific. Somewhere
across from
it's across
a parking
from the
lot
and the pita pit.
Oh, the yeah. pita pit. Oh,
so,
perfect.
Find a parking lot in Tacoma and look across
walk.
The street. you know you're there.
If you're on
it's
a hill, if you're on a hill,
get.
Walk down it and you'll find it.
It's the only hill in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bottom of it.
It's in Highland Park.
That doesn't exist.
Oh, maybe that's L.A.
That's,
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Ouch.
I know Linkin Park. Great band.
Awesome. And that actually, Roy is a Linkin Park cover band, so that works out really
it
well.
It is.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys,
sorry.
Let's change the subject. Jesus
yeah,
Christ, that's just going nowhere. Nowhere fast. So, Jim, you're playing drums for these guys. You played guitar for another band called Shrouded in Veils, right?
That's correct.
So what's it like playing, what's it like mixing it up and playing drums? This is kind of your first time playing drums, right?
Starting out with drums, there was a lot of anxiety involved. But recently, from like a lot of the positive feedback I've been getting from these guys, I've come into it a little better.
I think
I feel a little more into it, and it's totally awesome.
Well, like I was saying before you showed up, too, like when I saw you guys practice a couple weeks ago, I guess, and everything was sounding really tight, you know, it's sounding really good. And like I said before, too, I'm really excited to hear the new stuff all put together.
Me, too.
Me, too.
TK, what about you? You, too?
I'm all right with it. I guess.
Whatever.
Should we... Isn't there a show we're supposed to be playing sometime?
Oh, January 5th, Cannon Canyon's playing a show at the Comet.
At the Comet. Mm-hmm.
I think
right.
we're shooting for all new material.
Is that a Friday?
I think it's a Wednesday.
Okay, that's a pretty good day to be playing the Comet.
Yeah, it's a good little like sneaky intro, hopefully.
I just don't want to blow it. We can't blow this one, you guys.
Can't
blow the big gig.
Here's how you go into this show.
Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Wasted.
Drunk, but very... But I would be, all of you, I would be very nervous.
Oh,
just be very nervous.
No.
Make sure you forget a pick.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have to borrow, yeah, yeah. Make sure you have to borrow a pick off of
Does somebody in the audience
some
have
other
like
band.
A pick or a cable? Say that.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
going
to
need it.
My guitar is too far out of tune. I'm not used to this.
God.
What comes after D? Shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's going to be bad. You guys.
Most likely.
Should be better than the Roy show.
Them's fighting words, my friend.
Not really.
No, not really at all. Tim, so have you always played bass, or were you a guitar player before?
Yeah, I dabble with guitar and bass.
Yeah.
And,
how long you been playing?
I've had a guitar since I was 17, but it's just been.
But you haven't played it since you were 17.
Haven't been too consistent.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, haven't been too consistent. Actually, the only bands that I've really played shows with and recorded anything with, I played bass.
He was in a band called Motorhead.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah. I think their bass player has a different name. Well, and that was a bit more gigantic moles on his face.
I
too.
Filled in. I was the studio bassist.
Yeah.
The studio bassist. You sat in for Lemmy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The dependable guy that could play everything through the first time, first try, attaboy.
That would be me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lemmy's just there for looks.
Yeah.
That's one sexy bitch right there. I want to lick his butt.
I don't know what why they chose him.
Who's Lemmy?
Isn't Lemmy the bass player of.
I don't know what he does. I thought he was just
Motorhead?
I thought McCartney was the bass player.
He's bass player. Ace bass player and singer.
Ace of bass.
Ace of bass.
I saw the sign.
Actually, that's what that song is about. It's about Lemmy.
What?
You didn't
that's
know
what
that,
I heard.
Did you?
No.
No.
Wikipedia.org.
No, I'm not lying.
Is it?
No.
God damn it.
Damn it. I didn't believe you. Whatever. I'm about to open a PBR because no one seems to be paying much attention.
You can't drop that.
No, you go
that
for
brand
it.
Name on
you
a,
go
on
for
a
it.
Show.
Yeah. Hey, so
those are initials, man. Now they're going to charge him like $30,000 for just saying PBR. Are you ready? $60,000 now.
Yeah.
Judging by this nice Tiger Wood hardwood flooring,
Tiger Woods.
I get the impression that Aaron can handle it, though.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Not like that. Well, hey guys, so, since we have all of you here now. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We've got this very, very important news story that we need to get to because we haven't done a news story for a little while on the Air Raid podcast. Are you guys want to sit around for this?
I really like
give your news
breaking
your two
news
cents?
Stories. So
yeah, the breaking news story. Yeah, we could call it that.
I do.
Why not?
Big into the news.
So let's get this sound drop here going. All right, Air Raid headlines. This is from CNN Justice. The Justice section of CNN, I guess. CNN.com. FBI warns that a new Barbie doll video girl could be used for child porn.
Video girl.
Clearly.
Jim's clearing his throat here. He's like, oh, shit, they know.
Can you describe what... Exactly that
it's
is
the Barbie with
no
the
no that's
it,
not
right?
What we do in Air Raid headlines, we don't actually
so we
don't
just
actually
make it
describe
up.
yeah we just make up the story.
Okay,
no
where
so
can we go with this so, actually,
I heard about this and I think it's genius.
Living at the house,
I mean,
the man cave.
Yeah,
Mike's had this idea actually, but he wanted to use like teddy bears and like he wanted to originally just go straight through the wall.
I'm going to head home.
Yeah.
Put it in the fart fan.
Someone above him went into the Barbie.
Yeah, we wanted spy cams, and now there's a Barbie. So
well, now you got it. Now you got it. Yeah. Somebody's made it. You can just buy it for $15.
It's brilliant.
And just use it. So check this out. So the Barbie video girl doll is a Barbie doll. Regular size Barbie doll has a small LCD screen on the back with a couple of buttons and a USB port and stuff. And then on the front, as part of like the amulet of her necklace, is the camera. The camera.
That is right? Sneaky. That is so sneaky.
Very sneaky. Very sneaky.
But it's awesome.
What were you going to say, Kellen?
I'm thinking that everybody's just overreacting and this is just like a really cool new USB flash drive. So, like, when you go to work and you need to take home some documents, you throw it on the doll, you plug your doll. It's really not that big of a deal.
It's more of a PDF reader than a camera.
When you say PDF, do you mean pedophile?
Pedophile dick fuck. Too soon, I'm sorry.
Yeah, way too soon, my friend, way too soon. Well, apparently this thing has been out on the market since July, and nobody's really known about it until now that the FBI has put out their... cyber crime alert, and it doesn't cite any actual misuse of the doll since July, but the FBI investigation states that it has revealed instances where an individual convicted of distributing child porn had given a Barbie doll to a 6-year-old girl.
Of course,
you know, I mean, that's a natural turn of events, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You use a Barbie doll to get a girl into your van with the weird little diamond windows.
Are you speaking from experience, or is this just kind of speculation?
Out of all the headlines that are out there, we had to pick the Barbie pedophile topic.
Are you a little uncomfortable talking about this?
I'd rather hitting a little too close to home.
I'd rather talk about
Barbie than the collapse of the American financial system.
Tim's upset because he takes his dolls quite a bit more seriously. And
he has a series of dolls.
When you spend 2 or 3 hours brushing hair every night, getting that nice, soft, silky... Never mind.
You're almost there.
Kellen's getting a Woody over there. That's why he had to stop.
Aaron, I am not getting a Woody over here.
But I just wanted to. I just wanted to say that, like, I think this is a terrible idea.
What's the point? Putting
video cameras into dolls and stuff just seems like it should have been
the purpose supposed to be.
I think it's cool. I went to Target the other day because I'm obsessed with remote control airplanes and helicopters. Mm. And there's a remote control helicopter that has a digital camera in it.
That makes sense.
No pedophile is like threatened by that, or the FBI is not calling
people
about
that. Yeah,
but
it's not a doll.
Thing.
It's not like it's not going to be in some little girl's room.
Yeah, but he could go up to some dude, some pedophile, could pull his van around and say, "Hey, check out my helicopter," and videotape.
Like, yeah, but that's not the point though. Think about it like this though. Like there could be, you know, an instance where the girl leaves the Barbie cam on and maybe is changing into her PJs and records the whole thing. I mean, would it be possible to connect into this doll remotely?
Does this doll have Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
I really can't.
Computers are very small now.
Figure out what marketing wise, what is it that the little girl or boy, keep an open mind, would want with this video Barbie doll? Like, what
is this?
Are they interested enough?
Maybe they want to make a film from Barbie's point of view and they meet Ken. Like, here's the date Ken and Barbie meet from Barbie's POV.
I feel like they would try to do that once.
POV camera.
And they wouldn't care anymore.
Yeah,
and then
it's the Barbie POV cam.
And then they're going to break the LCD
Mattel
on the back and
Mattel
get a bunch of liquid crystal in their mouth. And
somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to get LCD poisoning.
Hopefully it's a 30-year-old pedophile. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I just want to know, the guy or woman who came up with this idea and actually marketed this, it's like, do they still have their job? Because that sounds like a really bad idea, doesn't it?
It's very convenient that this story comes out right before Christmas. Right?
That's true.
Now,
that's true.
I'm excited. I'm going to go buy one of these fucking things.
Aaron. And what are you going to use it for, Coop?
I'm going to strap it to my remote control airplane.
What did you think those extra empty rooms are for?
Get some aerial shots.
And then upload it to the Barbie website. Where it's
BarbieCanFly.com.
This is Barbie's date with a helicopter.
Please don't sign up at Barbie.com as Cannon Canyon. That could really hurt us.
Yeah. Or
we've done enough.
Or we could get a lot of fans really young and just... that's bad.
They have money. A lot of 4-year-olds like going to shows.
Yeah. All ages.
All ages.
All ages, baby.
Holler back.
So here's a quote straight from your neck of the woods, from Tacoma, Washington.
Where dreams come true.
Where a man named William Porez, a Tacoma, Washington grandfather, told a CNN affiliate, that these dolls play into these people who prey upon our children's ideals, and it frightens me. So he's got a 6-year-old granddaughter. He is frightened about these dolls
then
having cameras on them.
Then he probably shouldn't buy the doll.
The key part was...
Good point.
You
well played, sir.
You're saying preying, quote, preying on their ideals? Like these pedophiles aren't interested in accidentally seeing them naked. He just wants to shatter their morality and their set of ideals. Their 6 or 7-year-old,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The things that they really believe in, their ideals.
Yeah, he's really afraid of this thing, of pedophiles preying on children's political views also.
Yeah, clearly.
Through the Barbie.
Through the Barbie, yeah.
Oh God!
Well,
Bush.
That's just—I mean,
Barbie supports the Green Party, though.
George Bush.
It's all George Bush's fault.
Gosh darn it!
damn it. Well, I like I said before, I think that whoever came up with this idea should probably not the Barbie Corporation or Mattel or whoever makes Barbie should probably not let this guy come up with ideas anymore. They should probably put him down in the male department.
Aaron, can I ask you this? Have yeah. you seen the popular children's TV show iCarly?
iCarly?
It's called iCarly.
No. No, I have not.
I have the first three seasons on DVD.
Nerd.
It's not even nerd.
That's actually else. Pedophile. That's it.
Weirdo.
Killen's buying these Barbies.
Creepy bastard.
I'm not buying Barbies, you guys.
Do you own a van with a diamond-shaped window in the back, too?
He could if he really wanted to.
He could have a big one for sale. Canyon decal on the side. No, but... So this might be going too far. You might be ready to move on, so I'll make this quick, but... the show iCarly is popular on Nickelodeon, and it's about these two preteens that make all their like little video shorts and upload them to YouTube. So okay. It sounds ridiculous.
So it's actually like video shorts that are
kind
that
of
are made?
It's basically what? Like filming them film their YouTube shorts and you know like talking about boys they like at school and.
Oh, that's
getting
weird.
An argument.
And you have the first three seasons.
Yeah, why'd you buy the first three seasons of this? What's going on in your head?
What the
there was
fuck
a good deal.
Wrong with
I don't
you,
have
dude.
A Blu-ray player. I went to Walmart and I had all this money, and they didn't have the pink iPod I wanted. So, and if you buy the first three seasons on DVD, then you get like a 10% discount on.
If you buy the first three seasons, then you get a free Barbie doll with a camera in it.
Kellen's very sad that he brought this up.
I don't play with dolls. Good story.
All right. Well, let's take our next musical break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Cannon Canyon.
Who?
And what the hell's going on with your musical stylings.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're gonna go. Let's see. What do you want to play here?
Jimmy, you pick.
Traveling Souls, it's a panty dropper.
Oh, yeah, it's a panty dropper.
What's the one, I Could Love You for Life?
No.
No,
we'll never play that song again.
Let's do Head Shivers.
Oh, yeah.
Head
yeah.
Shivers? Okay, yeah. This is Head Shivers by Cannon Canyon. We'll be right back. Down at Varellen Amplifiers. Varellen Amplifiers features all handmade tube amplifiers for your guitar or bass needs. Guitar amplifiers. Wait, I keep on saying that word. Great.
There's no but drum amplifiers.
There's just no drum amplifiers, no amplifier. Vocal amplifiers. But man, I own one of these amps, and Jim, you own a couple of these amps too.
Yes, I own two.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing amplifiers. I mean, these things are awesomely loud, great tone, and they will make you sound like Jimi Hendrix.
So buttery.
Yeah.
Well.
Once again, I cannot, they probably cannot substantiate those comments, so don't hold me to that. But you guys should go and check out their website, VeronAmplifiers.com, which I believe, Jim, you are the... You're the web guy for them, right?
I think that's yes.
right. All right, so let's get back to it here. We've got the band Cannon Canyon here with us, our new resident ban of choice.
Number one.
That'll be us.
So does that mean we get to be like frequent guests?
I would hope so. This is you guys' second time here. Well, Kellen and Coop's the second time
We're
here.
We're going to bring two more people, too, next time.
It's just going to grow by two. It's a logarithmic scale.
Two new people.
just random people off the street this time, though.
And we didn't want to play songs this time because last time we played so poorly.
I thought it was really good. I thought it turned out well.
Kellen didn't, but whatever.
We can do better. Come on, stick with us.
Well, like I said before, we want to hear the new shit. We want to hear the new songs coming out. We want to be the first ones to play your new songs on the air.
World premiere on airraid.net.
Totally.
Net or
so
com.
once you're like yeah.
net
.net. It's .net. .net. Yeah. .net. Okay. Yeah. And so we want to be the first ones to get our hands on the new Cannon Canyon album. So if you guys will agree to that now, we'll our producer Mairead over
band
here.
We'll
write up a contract and
I don't know. Aaron's sitting right.
Risky.
He's looking at us.
It's a little risky.
There's going to be a new record.
What? Yeah, you're going to play bass, pal.
Oh, when?
You know that stuff that you've been working on now for a little while?
No, because
Tim?
Each time we go in there, I have to remember all the parts.
I think that's a good idea.
Got it all written down.
I'd
right?
like to do that. All right. Honestly.
Wait, the world premiere?
Sure, we could do that. I mean, we're going
to... www.airraid.net.
It's actually air-raid.net.
Air-raid.net.
Dash, not... Don't spell it out. No D-A-S-H. Come on, guys.
No. Yeah.
Get it together.
It's a hyphen.
No, we could totally do
it's
that.
Hyphenated.
Yeah, well, this shit will drop hard on airraid.net. Bam.
That's so, assuming anybody takes us seriously after
right, right.
To
this after this interview, yeah, nobody's going to take you guys seriously.
There's no fart jokes on the record. I swear.
So out back when we were taking our little musical break there, we talked a little bit about a funny story that you have, a proposition, if you will.
The proposition,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It did not involve Demi Moore or Robert Redford.
You guys have heard of Prop 8, right?
Not quite.
Yeah. It was pretty much Prop 8 that was going on.
It was not proper.
I take that back. It had nothing to do with Prop 8. Mike.
So, Mike, why don't you tell us about this, this proposition that you were involved with?
I had a roommate for a while, and he was friends with this lovely woman.
Not TK.
Not right? TK. Different roommate.
Not Timmy.
This is after TK. Nope. This is...
After that legacy ended.
This is ATK after TK. About six ATK. Anyway, so...
yeah, get to the story here. Come all on. Right,
so I get... There's a knock on the door, you know. I know, whatever. So I open the door, and this lovely lady, who's a friend of my roommate, knocks on the door. I answer it. She comes in. She's looking for him, and she's just kind of like weird and uncomfortable and trying to figure out what's going on with her. And she keeps asking me all these like questions about the roommate, and you know I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever. I'm trying to make a fire in my fireplace and
do
be warm.
Do it.
Are you sure it wasn't Kellen who was trying to make a fire in your fireplace?
I'm pretty well. Okay. No, this is a different time.
That happened once. I watched some shit on the internet. Mike farted up the room. It's not a story.
It smelled
worth telling.
So this girl, as I'm making the fire, she's just standing above me, and it's kind of weird. I'm just like looking up at her, and like
she's 7'8".
No, she's bigger than that.
But she's home.
So she says, "Hey, where's your roommate? Like, he's not there. When's he gonna be back?" I'm like, "I don't know. You know, whatever. Like, are you gonna go?" And so she starts to leave, and she looks at me, and she's like, "You know, I'm 22 years old, and I'm a virgin, and I think we should sleep together." And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. So I said, "Okay." And she wasn't really my type. She was a little bit of a...
Hail to the king, baby.
Careful now.
She wasn't someone...
She wasn't your
I,
type.
She wasn't my type. That's all I can say. And I told her yes.
All right.
And
all
I
right.
seriously...
So,
I considered this proposition for about 3 days. And then I realized I probably would not be able to get a boner. And so
this
she
is
texted
all business,
me.
By the way. He... You know, weighed the pros and cons.
I did.
Yeah.
I talked to several people about it.
Forth.
I had a serious discussion with Aaron about this.
Over the phone, yeah.
Whether
yeah.
I should do it or not. He's like, yeah.
I think that's pretty much my words right there. As I said, of course you should.
Like, dude, you should do it. This will make a good story for a podcast.
And I think what I said too was like, dude, I'm married. I can't do stuff like that. You need to live my life for me.
And it, you know, if it was different circumstances, if the woman was like someone I was like, damn titty, then yeah, I would. But it was the complete opposite. It was completely opposite of
you're
that.
You're growing up, Mike. You
I know.
Didn't say no.
It's really a bummer.
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Yeah. So it didn't end up happening then.
It didn't. I was talking to one of my friends about it, and they told me that there's probably going to be a lot of blood involved. So I freaked out.
No, you realize the real story?
Well,
is
she was
Mike,
a virgin.
Mike came onto this girl, and she she shut him down because he was a virgin.
Or she was just like yeah, we should do that. Okay, I'm gonna take off now. Here's my number.
Anyway.
She gave you the number for like Jack in the Box or something like that.
So she texts me. She texts me on like the next week
and asks you if you wanted to play Mario Kart.
At the end of the conversation, I told her, "So when do you want to do this?" So I could prepare myself. I didn't know what to do. I was like, "Okay, how about next Tuesday at 7:00 p.m. We'll get together. We'll have a drink, and then maybe we'll engage in sexual intercourse." And she's like, "All right,
I love romance."
She's like, "All right, cool." Yeah.
Were there roses involved here?
There were no roses.
Typical Tom Hanks movie, right?
Typical Tom Hanks, that's great.
I'm a joke maker.
So, anyway, I ended up not doing it. She texted me to go out for a drink, and I politely declined. And I haven't spoken with her since. And now I should probably delete her from my Facebook
Breaking
friends.
Breaking heart. Sorry,
if she listens to this.
Wow. No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you know your name.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Yes.
Yeah, so. You are off your meds. Well, that's very interesting. I think, you know, if I was in a different point in my life, I probably would have just taken her up on the offer.
God damn it, your wife is right there. That is not cool. Well, she is so... How dare you?
She is so pregnant.
She made you chilly.
She made us all chilly.
That's
she made us all
way
chilly.
Of saying she's made you a baby. She made you chilly, if you get my meaning.
Right. Well, that's right, everybody.
Let's
my
move
bits,
on.
My bits work. My bits work. And
congratulations.
And congratulations to Jim too, who
is
now going to be a dad. Also,
yeah, unprotected sex.
Let's hear it for coitus, everybody.
15 years old.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the program.
Of course.
Thanks for the liquor.
It's been a pleasure having you on. So, okay, once again, let's plug your website. Let's plug your holes. Where can we find Cannon Canyon?
www.randomgutter.com.
Random gutter.
Facebook.com, search Helmsley. And
then click on their friends.
Enjoy the music, honestly. Yeah. And then if you...
there is a Facebook page, but and we have a whole bunch of friends. We have 15.
Awesome.
19.
Oh, there's 19
19.
Now.
Oh, yes. You got four more today.
So awesome. If you want to be our friend, we're so lonely. And January 5th.
You
want to
throw that phone number out?
January 5th at the Comet.
Yeah, you want to throw your phone number out
253-576-5937. I'm so lonely.
You know I'm gonna bleep. I'm gonna bleep that out.
No, don't bleep
it. Bleep that out. Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys on. So you guys are on Facebook.
Thanks,
pal. You got a website, right? An actual proper website.
No. Did you buy the domain name? Somebody said they might have. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we have the domain name. I need to design it.
Yeah, well, if you go and visit VorellinAmplifiers.com, you'll see Jim's handiwork.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's all on the way. We will get our lives together. And
we're going to drop this record like it's a proposition for panty drop.
Like a hot turd.
Like a hot turd and... Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys on. Mike, Kellen, Jim, Tim. thank you guys so much. Thanks for coming over and drinking my booze.
Air Raid.
And
check it out. Swear to God.
That's right. You can find us at air-raid.net. That's air-raid.net.
Not D-A-S-H.
Okay, not D-A-S-H.
That's right.
And you can also find us on Stitcher.com. Great app for your smartphones, like a Pandora kind of thing. We're also on Zune Marketplace. And, drop us a line. You can email me, Aaron, at air-raid.net. That's
A-A-R. Oh, sorry.
Aaron with an A. And keep checking iTunes one day.
Yeah, one day. One day we will be up on iTunes. Thank you for bringing that up.
I'm sorry.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm pushing for
it. A very, very sore subject with me. But yeah, we will. I promise you, we're going to be up on iTunes soon. Thank you guys all for listening this week. I'm a little bit drunk and very nervous about becoming a dad. So if you have, let's do this. If you have any, words of advice for me and Jim, you can email me, Aaron at air-raid.net. Because I'm going to need all that I can get. And Jim will too, because he's looking very nervous over there at the other end of the table there. But thanks for listening this week. And next our next episode, we've got Adam Garcia coming on, our resident tech expert. And he's going to give us some ideas for our Christmas shopping. Okay, guys. What are we going out with?
And
Jim's just gonna beatbox
train.
For us. Eastbound Train.
Yeah, this is pretty much Mike by himself. I think it's a really good song.
Is it the PD, the panty dropper?
No, Traveling Souls is the PD. I don't know. I really like Eastbound. Can we agree on Eastbound?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Eastbound Train. This is Eastbound Train by Canyon.
Time to drop the panties.
We get serious every once in a while. This is one of them.
253-576
Oh man.
5937
Aaron, hard cut right there. Just yeah, go right just, into the song.
I'm gonna have a lot of stuff to bleep out on this episode.
Edit.
All right, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
Taking it easy with you on my mind. Checked up on the weather. Hope you're making good time. Over the mountains, the valleys and streams. I'm wondering which songs remind you of me. And no, it's not easy letting you go. I guess you don't need me, I'm letting you know. It's gonna be a hard time, but I'll be alright. I'll wish you the best, I hope you're doing just fine. With that other guy, I hope it's making you smile. I'm holding the phone down, the digits won't dial. Oh, I'm misplaced, I've really gone astray. Do you still miss me? Has nothing changed? My mind's in the distance, it's miles away. I dream of the railroad, the eastbound train. I don't wanna see the tears fall from your eyes. This isn't a pause, this is a goodbye.